A Lenten Devotional for Wednesday, March 6th, 2019, by Michael Ondrick, President of the Student Association. The scripture reading for the day is Jonah 3, verse 1 through 4, verse 11. Jonah just knew what would happen when he went to Nineveh, and so much did he dread his seemingly inevitable fate that he attempted to travel to the ends of the earth to escape God's plan for him. So too did the Romans know what would happen when they executed Jesus of Nazareth, this usurper, this so-called King of the Jews, flogged, crucified, buried. So too did the chief priests and the scribes know what would happen when they set this course of events in motion. It would be the bloody end of this bloody pretender, just another failed Messiah who couldn't save the Jews from oppression. The women who go to the tomb on the third day to anoint Jesus' lifeless body do so because a tomb is where the dead lie. A tomb is where rotting corpses are put. Nothing but the bleeding, stinking, mad shadow of Jesus remains. Or so they thought. In the angel's admonishment of the terrified women at the tomb, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" we might hear something of God's incredulity at the end of Jonah, where God comically reminds the poor sot just how many animals there are in Nineveh. Frankly, the angel's question seems unfair, but it is a reminder to the women, as it is to us, that our God promises release to the captives, sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, and right-sided life in the world to come. Let us pray. Lord, whether we find ourselves in the belly of a big fish or staring forlornly at the crucified Christ, we know, O God, that not everything is as it seems. Show us the way of the one who lifts the lowly, brings the powerful to their knees, and robs graves. Amen.